This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to another awesome day. It is what we make it, 7:20 right now. Time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Don't be shy. And if you don't get through right away, please try back. We try to get everybody in on this one. All right. Good morning, Rosebud. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is all the whining and crying and peeing in pants by the liberals now because Trump went old school. No more Mr. Nice Guy. In the old days, if you wanted to clean out a swamp, the first thing you do is throw a stick of dynamite in and all the swamp creatures come flying out. I know that. Elon Musk is Trump's stick of dynamite, and he's in there trying to get back to 2019 hiring schedule. You know, just go back to 2019. So all these probationary people that are being fired right now, they're all probationary. They were hired in the last 6 months by Dodo Joe. Well, why don't we go to Dodo Joe's own words, and I want him to write it on one of his black T-shirts, what Dodo Joe said to all the people that, because of his executive orders, were fired out of their jobs. The Keystone Pipeline workers, the oil field workers, border wall workers, healthcare workers, police, fire, military, coal miners, all these people that were put out of their jobs because of an executive order. And Dodo Joe said to them, and I want him to write it on a T-shirt, learn to write code and get a good job.
Yep.
That's what he told all those people. And we got one more stick of dynamite coming, folks. Dan Bongino, and he's going after Shifty Shift and those January 6th committee people for what they did underhanded. God bless America, boys. Have a nice day.
God bless you, Rosebud. And maybe the reason is now shown why you never get invited to go fishing.
Mm.
Dynamite! Wendy, good morning. What's bugging you?
Traffic on 200 and people who don't understand, don't block an intersection.
Oh,
and
yes.
God, if you're over 60 and you still block intersections, there's got to be a problem with you. You've been driving for over 40 years. And the other thing, I don't know why they decide they had to beautify Ocala, but those little plant things, I just see ducks going to eat it once they start putting regular flowers, and then you're going to have duck carcasses everywhere. That's what's bugging me.
All right. Way to put it together, Wendy. Wow. Yeah. I don't think that necessarily selfish or ignorance or you know, self-serving, whatever, I don't think that necessarily is defined in any one age group. But I think I get your point. Like, by the age of 60, if you still don't understand, you're not supposed to block an intersection. It doesn't matter. Oh, well, I couldn't help it. The light turned red and the traffic stopped in front of me. If there wasn't room for you to fit within the designated area and you're blocking the intersection, you never should have proceeded forward. Dodo.
It's not that difficult, people.
Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob, what's bugging me is we eventually lose our good governors and presidents due to term limits like Trump and DeSantis. Maybe DeSantis will remain near power if Casey wins. But and then we're stuck with fogies from the Jurassic era like Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and Adam Schiff. It's just patently unfair. I think Strom Thurmond went in South Carolina until he was 102. We need term limits for these people.
Yeah, I never used to be in favor of term limits. I always said the term limit will be given by the people at the ballot box, but I've changed my opinion of that. You've got to get rid of these folks. You've got to recycle with new ones. When that camera panned around, especially over to the Democrats, it seemed like, yeah, are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
Congress is a nursing home.
Yes.
That's no longer Congress. It is absurd and ridiculous.
Yep.
These people need to let somebody else have the opportunity to lead, but they're power hungry and they'll never let, they'll never do the right thing. Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
Okay. I live in the Hale area and I'm driving in there at night all the time and it is deer central. I've had three near misses. I almost hit a deer on Tower Road going about 55 miles an hour. For God's sake, somebody, kill Bambi. Kill Bambi's mother. Kill Bambi's father in hell. Get these deer out of there. Thank you.
Well, the highest speed limit on Tower Road is 45 miles an hour, sir. He said he was doing 55.
Oh.
The deer can move out of the way at 45, not at 55.
Oh,
and
they
I just
can
made
move
that
they
up.
Want.
I just made that up.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Troy. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is these bicyclists on the Archer Braid Trail that they know they have a stop sign when they're going across the road, and it's going to cause one of these guys to get hit by a car pulling off of Archer Road one of these days.
Is there one of those flashing lights that they can push?
Nope.
No.
It's just a stop sign for them specifically.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's no stop sign before the crosswalk for a vehicle. So it's up to, you know, the person driving off of Archer Road to be paying attention and not get rear-ended.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Well, if they kind of jump out into the intersection without stopping and looking and making sure it's clear. I know it gets a little confusing to some people because there's the flash real quick that you're supposed to allow pedestrians to cross. And by the way, you're not supposed to be on your bicycle in a crosswalk.
Right.
You're supposed to get off it and walk it, number one. Number two, they've added these things where they actually have a red light. And then, what, if the red light is solid, you stop. If it's flashing, you have to treat it like a yield sign and make sure that you're not, you know, getting in the way of the, what appears to be their right of way. And so what you do is you got people slamming on the brakes when it's a flashing light, et cetera. Jeff, good morning. What's bugging you?
A lady found out that their daughter was being transitioned by the school into a boy without their consent, and the mother said the only people that were trying to help their daughter was her and her husband. I had never heard it said like that before, but that is disturbing.
Yes.
God bless America.
Well, that is absolutely disturbing. Thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It is 7:28, and coming up, America witnessed it firsthand, the evil and the hate coming from the left. Details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.